Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club, Club 1080, the hottest spot north of Milwaukee. At the club, Club 1080, Souk and Rob's passion are always the fashion at the club. They fell in love.
I like to, one of my habits is pulling up TMZ right before the club.
Just seeing who died?
Yeah, just to see what kind of material we've got.
It's a pro tip right there.
Who died, who was arrested, something like that.
Yeah, there's always something that's, every once in a while, there's just a bunch of stupid stuff. But found a couple pieces I liked. The stage crasher at the Black Crowes show. The video of that is pretty entertaining.
I didn't see it.
Well, the Black Crowes are playing a show. Looks like it's like at a Schnitz type of venue.
Okay. Well, I think that's kind of where the Black Crowes play. I mean, no offense, but you know they're not playing.
Well, I'm just telling you what it looks like.
Yeah.
And a bro jumps on stage, and he runs around for a while because the security guy isn't great.
Okay.
And then the guitarist, I don't know who the guitarist's name is. Oh, I do know what his name is. His name is Rich Robinson.
Is that
playing.
Chris Robinson's brother?
No.
That's the only Black Crow I know is Chris Robinson.
Yeah.
Is their lead singer.
Well, the guitarist stops playing and he gives the dude, he jams his guitar into the guy's neck.
Really?
The butt end, not the
the neck.
Yeah, not the neck of the guitar.
Yeah.
The butt end of the broader part of the guitar.
He gives them where do I find this on TMZ?
Yeah. And it doesn't really faze the guy. Well, like, they can't get the guy off the stage. And then he just jumps off.
Well, look, sometimes security at those shows isn't exactly the, Johnny on the spot.
I was at a show at the Schnitz a couple weeks ago, and some guy tried to jump on stage. And actually, the security guy, because you're right, all it is just one bro, and he was young and skinny.
Yeah.
You know, the guy in the jacket down at the end of the aisle, basically.
Yeah.
And this dude was housed, this guy. And he tries to run and jump on stage, and homeboy grabs him, tackles him, gets him, so he does not get on stage. He grabs him around the waist, pulls him down, and then the dude, guy who was trying to get on stage runs back to his seat and they can't find him.
Oh, well, I mean,
they eventually found him.
They eventually
because
found
we were all like, yeah, he's right.
That guy.
But yeah, and the lead singer dude, it was a band called Whiskey Myers.
I was at that show.
Were you?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, and he said, get his ass out of here. You ain't special.
Yeah, you ain't special. Yeah. I thought that was a little much.
Did
but
you?
I did, but I totally understand how when you're playing a show like that, not only is it disruptive, but it, you know, in these days,
kind of scary.
Yeah, it's scary. And those guys, I would imagine if you're a band, you do not mess. Or you don't, you want security to be good enough that nobody can get on stage and
yes.
bum rush you, because yeah, that is scary.
I was at that show, and yeah, that's because we were up a little bit higher. I didn't see the kerfuffle. I wasn't down low. I'm no Isaac Rop.
Well, clearly, clearly not.
No, I was up in the balcony. But yeah, the lead singer was normally a lot of times the lead singer will be more like, oh, you know, like, yeah, it's one of my fans, like, hands off him. No, he was like, get his ass out of here.
Yeah, and I will say,
he yelled at him. He's like, you ain't special.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, is like, we talked to the guy who was friends with the guy who tried to jump on stage, and they kicked him out. And the guy was totally hammered.
Yeah.
But his friend wasn't, and he said, he goes, you guys, he apologized to all of us around him because the guy was being kind of rowdy, even in the seats.
Sure.
And he said, first of all, he never drinks, and he's loaded. And second, he is probably their biggest fan.
Really?
Yeah, and so that's like when I see a guy, because this dude was freaking fired up for that band.
Yeah.
When I see the lead singer go, you ain't special, it's kind of like, man, dude, that guy
is your biggest fan.
But he doesn't know that. And he,
on the plus side, he won't remember any of it. Because I've often wondered how drunk, I say this all the time, like we've all tied a few on. I just do not understand how drunk you have to get.
I know.
To think to yourself, you know what I'm going to do here, and this is going to be a great idea. I'm going to jump up on stage from my favorite band. Now, is that just, like, have I never been that level of drunk?
No.
Or do you just have to have something different in
yes.
you? Like,
it's the latter.
Right?
It's not the amount you drink. It's your level of crazy.
Like,
that's what it is.
I just don't care how much booze you gave me. At no point in my drunken stupor am I going to be willing to jump up on stage. Like, where, I would love to know the thought process of where you think that's gonna go. Like, hey, you're my
right.
I'm your biggest fan. Like, you think you're just gonna jump on stage and they're gonna be like, hey man, you want to sing a song?
Yeah, I think it's just people who, you know, we've all seen this guy who, when he gets housed, you know, his decision making is not like yours.
Yes. It's just a.
And so I don't think he's thinking. He's just.
You can't put.
The booze gets him a different way than it does you.
Yeah, you can't put an irrational. You can't put rational thought into an irrational situation.
Also on TMZ is the guy who took a joyride around the Cleveland Browns field today.
That I saw.
Did you see that? So some guy broke into the Browns football stadium and tore up their turf with his ride.
Yeah, he messed it up. Now that. Although, you know, maybe you were drunk there, too. I just, in general, a lot of times, I question the motives of things. But that seems a little more... Now, they didn't catch this guy, did they?
I don't know.
Is this guy still on the loose?
He's on the lam.
Because I was trying to think of, like, which one would you more like... Could you, like, more... I'm more likely to get talked into? I would think that getting in a car and driving around a stadium... You're more likely to get me to than to just jump on stage at a concert.
Well, that's probably because at the concert, everybody's watching you.
Yes.
Whereas the car at the stadium is
pretty
incognito.
You think middle of the night? Because who hasn't broken into a stadium from time to time? Like when you were a kid, wasn't that...
I don't think I have.
You've never done that?
I don't think so.
Yeah, we used to do that a lot. Like you'd break into you pull the Dazed and Confused thing. I thought that was just kind of like one of those like coming of age things where everyone either everyone smoked a J or had a six pack or, you know, brought your girlfriend to the 50-yard line. I thought that was just kind of.
I always heard that, but.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm from Salina, Kansas. We didn't really have a stadium that was locked. You could just waltz out there.
Yeah, wander on in. But I remember even when we were in college, like at Lavelle Edwards Stadium, at the time it was just Cougar Stadium. We used to do, there's a little fence you could hop in there or you get someone that knew a key or. Well, there was just something kind of. I don't know why. What else are you going to do in your college and you're drunk? But
poor decisions.
Yeah, going to the stadium. Like, that just kind of was one of those things. Can't say I ever drove my vehicle on there and tore up the field, but, you know.
Stupid. Well, hopefully they get it fixed. I don't know. All right. Well,
someone said that's proof you guys don't talk or hang out outside of 3 to 7. That is true. Both of the same show.
I can't believe you were at that show.
Had no idea. See, I would say it was the other way around.
Yeah, no, it's way more likely you were at the show than I was.
Yes, because that definitely looked like an insurrection crowd.
Oh, dude, and you are not kidding. And let me tell you something about that. I had no idea who that band was.
Yeah.
I just went with friends
mm-hmm.
that wanted to go. And my wife said she liked them. And so I'm like, yeah, I love shows. I'm going to go to a show. And I thought they were really good.
Yeah.
And especially in a venue like that, like they were rocking.
It's like a heavy metal southern rock kind of, like a harder version of Leonard Skinner kind of.
Yeah, I guess.
You're like a guess.
Well, they were they were good. So anyway, what was I telling you? Why are we talking about this?
You were surprised. I was surprised that you were there because it is an insurrection like crowd.
Yes, I was a little taken back by how what would be the word? The fervor of the fans for that band was next level.
Yeah.
It was like Garth Brooks type stuff. Yeah, like people, they freaking loved them.
Yeah, not a huge band by any stretch of the imagination, but their fan base was
They passionate. Love them.
Yes.
I thought that was odd for a band that isn't that well known.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I get it, Taylor Swift. I get it, Garth Brooks.
Yeah, Whiskey Myers.
Whiskey Myers. I mean, they're good, but
damn. Yeah, very, especially here in a place like Portland. It just goes to show you that, because that you would think that's not a very Portland band, but the Whiskey Myers crowd was out in force.
Well, that's not a Portland fan base.
No, that's from...
They come from the they're coming, outskirts.
Yeah, they're coming from Gresham and Banks and, you know, coming from that.
Yeah. And then little old me.
Yeah, I'm trying to picture you down front, and it just... I
was protesting.
You're wearing your Don't Tread on Me shirt?
I was protesting. Had my signs. Telling everybody Black Lives Matter.
I do not think there was a Black Lives Matter shirt
in the
crowd.
And they were like, no, they don't!
It would be interesting if you went full Portlandia there, how that would be received.
Well, it was an interesting crowd, and I saw some people I know that I was like, All right.
I just blended right in.
Oh, of course you did. Yeah. There were 8 million guys that looked just like you at
100%.
All right, what is next? Choose your own adventure. The anti-woke bank shutting down. The shirt. This is kind of hard to explain, but it's an index shirt.
I don't know what that means.
It means its price of the shirt fluctuates with NASDAQ.
Well, now I got to know about this. I need
the first of its kind.
I need this. I want to.
Okay, you
I need
want
to
that story?
I need to hear about this right, shirt.
We'll get to that story. Can you make the right decision at the right time?
No.
That is next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You know, we have one of our P1 listeners who says to us on the text line that they've never been to a live concert.
What?
Yeah, and Buck asked a good question. He said, what percentage of adults do you think have never been to a live concert?
So we're talking adults. Are we going to go like 40? Or are you talking like 21?
I was thinking anyone like 18 or 21 yeah. plus who could adult, just buy, has 18. The ability to buy a ticket and go on their own.
Right.
Well, again, I think when you're younger, I think it's one thing, because maybe you're just young, you're poor, you don't have any money, but one would assume as you got into your 30s or 40s, that's another 20 years of you finding your way to one concert. Like, I find that to be...
That's pretty wild. But I bet it's a lot more than you think.
Is it really?
I do, because I think that a lot of people... If you think about how many people live not even remotely close to a good concert venue.
Sure. But still, like, any concert, like... I mean, you don't have to go to, like, a... Like, you could be, like, at the Salem Armory and you watch some local band. You've never been to a concert? I would... Like, that's one of those things I'm sure, like you said, that number is way higher than you think. But in my mind, I have a hard time comprehending. I have a hard time comprehending that. Because I get sports. A lot of people don't like sports, but who the hell doesn't like music? Like, in any genre? Like, you just don't like music to the point where you're not willing to spend. No one has come along and you've won free tickets or, you know, a free concert. Like, a concert in the park. Never been. Blows my mind.
Well, I don't know that it means you don't like music. It just maybe it's a money thing or I don't know. It is a little wild to think that never once have you had the urge or just splurged to go to a show.
And maybe this person's fine with it, but am I the only one that kind of thinks that that's a sad life?
Well, I'll let you think that.
I just think that's a sad life.
Sorry, listener, you have a sad life.
Well, maybe that's what I'm saying. Maybe that person has a great life. I don't know. If you came to me though and I was like, hey man, I'm going to a show tonight. Do you want to go? And you're like, no, I've never really been to a concert before. My first thought would be like, what the hell?
Not really interested.
What have you been doing?
So there's a study from 2018 that says in Great Britain, which obviously is not here in the US, but that they estimated 8 million people, 18 and over, have never been to a gig, and 16 million hadn't been in the last 10 years.
In England?
In England, in Britain.
Whoa.
How many people in England?
That I don't know, and I think the rest of that's behind a paywall.
Well, it's easier. It's easier to look up how many people are in.
56 million.
Okay.
So that's what?
You got 8?
It's, you know.
It's like roughly
7?
1/7?
Yeah, 1/7.
Huh.
How about that?
Well, I mean, I wonder how much of that is financial circumstances and how much of that is you just not wanting to go.
In the study, it cited three major things. Price discouragement, overwhelming crowds, and living too far away from suitable venues.
Yeah, living far away. It's about 15%.
And I'll bet you there are people there that do get weirded out in the whole crowd situation or whatever.
Well, people are weird.
People are strange. Most definitely. And I'll bet you that number then for a sporting event is way higher than that. If that number, you said roughly 15%, I'll bet you that number for sports way higher.
Yeah, because it's just sports.
But it just seems weird to me, like, as your life goes on, that I just would think that that's one of those things that eventually just happens to you. Like, even if you didn't set out to go to a concert, concerts just kind
of
happen.
I also think the opposite of you. You were talking about young person, maybe you don't. I think young people are more willing to splurge and just pay to go see. Like, when you're young, you get all housed.
Yeah.
You don't have a care in the world. You don't have a penny to your name, and you somehow scrounge up $320 to go up to Chicago to go see the, you know, whoever.
Sure. So, as opposed to when you get a little older and you get a little tighter on the...
Like, that seems like a pain in the ass.
A little tighter on the wallet. Speaking of that, there is a wonderful ad going around right now for Medicaid. Have you seen it with the old grumpy lady on there?
No.
It's the strangest ad. I got to see if I can find this for you. It's an ad for a company that's like... It's trying to help you through Medicaid questions. Like, you can sign up for some sort of, like, supplemental Medicaid program. And their whole pitch is they have this old lady on there who has the big, thick glasses, and she's just bitter and angry and dumb. And basically what the whole advertising pitch is, are you angry, bitter, and dumb and don't understand this? Let's walk you through this until eventually you do understand what we're trying to sell you. It's the most bizarre pitch of all time. If I was an old person watching that, which is obviously who they're advertising to, I'd be really pissed. Like, they're just, it's just that every, it's this like voice, and he's trying to talk to this old lady with these huge specs, and she's like, why aren't I getting these benefits? I want them right now. And the guy's like, well, ma'am, if you'll call this number, we can help you out. Why should I have to call a number? I've lived too long. And then the guy just calmly walks her through all these things as she keeps being irrational.
Is this it here? Is that the ad here?
Yes. This
Martha.
Is the ad. Martha.
Yeah. Meet Martha.
Meet Martha.
I have not seen this.
And yet. Basically, when you watch the commercial, it'll be like, Martha is an old curmudgeon-y bitch. And it just fascinates me that this company is like, hey, are you a curmudgeon-y bitch like Martha? If so, we can help you. It's one of the strangest things. But it made me think about that as we get older and a little more set in our ways. We get a little angry and a little more concerned about what we're doing with our money. I saw that ad for the first time today, and I was like, that has to be the worst ad. Like, if someone is selling you golf equipment, right? Would you want the ad to be someone that looks just like you, that is being portrayed as an ignorant jackass that doesn't know anything about golf clubs? It's a very weird marketing strategy.
I don't think I would like that.
No.
As accurate as it may be.
I just want to know if there's one lady out there that's watching that is like, I look like Martha, I sound like Martha, I should call this number.
I bet there are enough people that feel like Martha seems that when they're dealing with that they're like, you know what? I've been there where Martha is and I don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's still an interesting tactic or approach.
Yeah. They're basically just, they're just walking through Martha out of being just an old curmudgeon-y bitch to eventually call this number and they'll get you some help with some Medicaid.
So the index shirt I wanted to tell you about, it's Eton. Have you ever heard of Eton? Do you own any Eton?
Eton.
They make really expensive shirts for men.
Then that answer is probably
no. Yeah, like, it's like, I don't own any Eton, but they look nice. Like, I've been on their website before, and it's like, oh, man, that looks really nice. But I can't get myself to...
Boy, I'll tell you what. That happens to me all the time where I'll see an ad for something. I'm like, oh, that looks great. And then you go on there, and you see the T-shirt, and it's like $95. You're like, it doesn't look $95.
I think it's
nice.
Like $250 for just a button-down. Yeah, they're really nice, but come on. I'm not, you know...
Yeah, don't we all have a limit on, like...
I'm sensible.
Yeah, when each article of clothing, you have, like, a range. Yeah. And anything beyond that, you're like,
I mean, I'm sure it's great, but again, it's not any different than this shirt. It's 60.
They're known, it says right here, it's Eton shirts for men, known for quality.
Yeah. Well, they are. I mean, they look really nice. Okay, I will say that. But they have a new thing out. It's called the Index shirt, and it's the first ever shirt to have its price tied to the NASDAQ. So it fluctuates in value in real time. And on the top collar, it's got, or not on the collar, but on the side, the little part where the buttons are.
Yeah.
It's got a little bear and a little bull for you.
So you button it up
based on if the market is bearish or bullish. Like, it's more buttoned up if it's bull, and then if it's looser. Or, like, you button down, like, you open it one, it's the bear.
So you just sit around and you wait for the market to tank for you to get a deal on a shirt?
That's basically what they're saying. And what, it's symbolic, and they're saying, it's a custom-made limited edition piece modeled for Eton's white signature twill shirt.
By the way, which is $285, I just looked it up.
Yeah, exactly.
It seems like a very expensive twill button-up shirt, but all right.
So, like I said, it has the bowl between the collar and the first button and the bear between the first and second button. The elevated yet discreet details are the established symbols of optimism and pessimism, reflecting the outlook of the stock market's highs and lows. And it says basically what they're trying to do is get you to make the right decision at the right time and pull the trigger on the shirt, which to me is genius because... You know, first of all, there's going to be dum-dums who are just going to buy it.
Yeah.
Right? But there's going to come a time in the market where the market dips, and they are going to, people are going to load up on this shirt.
Question though, to the person that's buying an Eton shirt, so $280 for a dress shirt, which by the way, there's some rich dude out there right now laughing at us because we're balking at $280 on a button down.
I mean, I think, I will say this.
You'd spend $280 on a button down?
No, I just told you that I wouldn't.
I was going to say.
However, I think you could get me there over time. I do think you could get, I would have to try it on and be like, dude, this is, remember my pants story from Vegas?
Yes.
Where I didn't have, I had shorts on going into this restaurant.
Yeah, I had to go buy pants.
I had to go buy pants. I paid $400 for the pants.
You do not want to have to buy clothing at a casino.
Well, this was at the Wynn.
Yes.
And so I found a pair of pants for $400, but they were great. And I was like, oh my God, babe, these are freaking phenomenal. Like, my balls feel like they're being massaged in these pants.
Yeah.
So I told myself, if we won at the tables and left Vegas with money that trip, I'm keeping the pants.
Yeah.
Well, of course, we lost, and so I returned the pants. But I got to tell you, for $400, that's too expensive for my taste.
Yes.
But I could feel the difference. So if I went to Eton and tried on this shirt and I was just like, dude, this fits perfectly. It hangs perfectly. It's like, I got a thing about this part right here. I'm touching my
the upper collar.
Like, I hate it when it like flays open. It's got to be the right collar side. Like, there's a lot that goes into a nice fitted shirt. Right?
Sure.
I could maybe get to 280 for a shirt. I maybe could. But this is even better because now I got my eye on it as like, oh, what if the market dips and it becomes 220? But then, should I buy it there or should I wait until it becomes 190? No, I think the market's going to go back up. I should buy it. You know, great bit.
I do kind of enjoy this.
I don't know if anybody, I mean, I don't know how it will go for them.
Well, that's why I was wondering, to the average dude, do you think he cares? Because
no.
If you're willing to buy a 280 shirt, is there a difference between 280 and 250 or 320? Like, I feel like you're in a certain market there that doesn't really care about the price of their shirt.
Yeah, probably.
You also consider all the other shirts that they have out there. You're guessing maybe this is a fifth or sixth shirt for somebody who already has a bunch of big shirts.
Yeah. So updated every 5 minutes on trading days. When this article that I'm reading went to press, it was only $267. So, see, discount.
Yeah.
I don't know what the market did today. I didn't see it.
I don't know.
It's tied to the NASDAQ.
The index shirt, but none of their other shirts are just
this. No, this is a limited edition.
Just this limited edition shirt.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, man. I don't know if you could ever get me on a $280 button-up. But I am on board that there have been some things out there that seem expensive, but over time you get worn down. Because I've always said that if you see something and you're like, there's no way I'd ever spend it, but you keep thinking about that item over and over and over again, then I totally see why you're doing it. And I think that's the definition of being wealthy, is then when you that doesn't come into play. When you see something and you like it, so you just buy it, that's a level of wealth that I do not have. Like, oh, this shirt's awesome, and you don't even care. Like, I don't care how much it is, I'm just going to buy it. As opposed to the rest of us that are like, oh, this is a great shirt, and no.
I don't know. Some of us don't have a $1,000 duffel bag.
It is not a $1,000 duffel bag.
Just saying. Let's go to
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, guys, I've got some stunning news. What a great idea this was, but it has failed, shocking all of us.
Mm.
There is a bank that was called a new bank called Glorify. Oh, by the way, I was pronouncing Eton, the men's shirts. It's Eton.
You're so dumb.
So I'm clearly not very
familiar. You think you're going to have an Eton shirt.
So it's Glorify, G-L-O-R-I-F-I. And its app says, you were born to be free. Glorify empowers you to take control of your financial future, preserving the America we all believe in for our kids and grandkids.
It's got a little American flag logo there for you.
Which means...
What was the whole... So it was an app?
It's a bank. The Texas startup that sought to build a conservative banking alternative is shutting down.
Wait, a conservative banking alternative as opposed to the... Like, what? Banking isn't conservative?
You know who runs the banks.
Ah, I see where we're going with this. Yeah. This for the Kanye West of the world? Is that what we're doing here?
Glorify has laid off most of its employees and told them that it is closing up shop, according to people familiar with the matter. The company's fate became clear on Friday when funding that it hoped would carry it through the first quarter fell through. The financial challenges related to startup mistakes, the failing economy, reputational attacks, and multiple negative stories took their toll.
Mm.
I'm sure that's what it is.
I didn't know that you could just, again, start a bank. Like,
you could open, so it was an app. It made its debut in September. They said customers could open checking and savings accounts and apply for credit cards. The app was aimed at people who saw Wall Street as too liberal and wanted a bank that shared their values.
Does that not seem like the biggest scam?
Yeah, what is the actual added value?
Yeah, right. Nothing.
Now, are they
just the shared values is the added value?
Are they federally insured, or is this just like, hey, give me your money?
Let's read on, shall we? An October article in the Wall Street Journal detailed the turbulent start for Glorify. The company missed launch dates, blaming faulty technology and failures by vendors, and laid off dozens of employees. Some employees said that founder Toby Neugebauer had a volatile temper and drank on the job, and that the company's unusual workspace, which was his home, added distractions. He stepped down as CEO following the article's publication and became the company's executive chairman. They raised about $50 million from an A-list group of investors last year. In July, they announced a deal to merge with DHC Acquisitions Corp., a special-purpose acquisitions company. And they valued Glorify at about $1.7 billion.
Wow.
And required the company to raise at least $60 million in additional cash. Mr. Neugebauer said, this is a devastating day. As he takes another sip of his whiskey.
I didn't even know that was a thing. So... We're so divided in our country now that we can no longer go with the liberal woke banks. We need Glorify.
Well,
here.
It didn't work, so maybe not.
Well, I've seen those like they do it like the Daily Show, like they, what is it, the Kelpler fingers the pulse or whatever. Like that guy will go, that guy.
That sounds dirty.
They're great bits. But they'll go to like the Trump rallies and whatever and like the CPACs. And the booths that are set up there, the stuff that's being sold, is some of the most amazing stuff known to man. That if you can put tactical, if you can put military grade, or you can wrap something in an American flag, you can sell it there. I mean, it's freaking bananas. And people eat it up, man. It's a whole thing. So I guess if you can sell a tactical flashlight and glasses, why not sell a tactical American bank?
So do you know Candace Owens?
Yes. She seems, again, like a wonderful human being.
Well, she's black.
Uh-huh.
But she is a very conservative.
Yes.
And...
very rational and logical. Like, she makes a lot of really great points.
She tweeted this. She said, we are at the beginning of the conservative economy.
Oh, gosh.
You guys will all be hearing about Glorify soon. It will overtake Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Chase, and PayPal very quickly.
Okay.
Please remember you heard about it on my Twitter first. Glorify.com.
Again, one of the many great ideas that Candace Owens has had.
And after 3 months, it is closed. Rest in peace.
You want to know how much it takes to sell your soul? Go ask Candace Owens.
How are the replies looking on that tweet now?
Oh, I don't even want to look. I do enjoy a lot of the conservative. Anything that goes down this road is funny to me. Like they have these with the dating app thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's it called? It's called like...
Well, it probably has Patriot in it because that's the other one that they love using. They love terms. They love things like tactical, and they love things called Patriot, and it's a whole thing. Like, there's a whole award show. They have a thing like where Fox News does it now. They call them the Patriot Awards, where basically they just like they started their own award show, like their own Oscars, but just it's for people that they deem to be great Americans.
The Right Stuff.
The Right Stuff.
The new conservative dating app, which has unsurprisingly failed to attract women. God.
A lot of dudes. Unfortunately, it's a lot of dudes that look like me, probably.
Yeah.
I need the women. I can't find them.
Man, these things.
Although I bet you if you were one of the seven women on that thing, boy, you were probably doing great. You had your pick of manly American studs in wraparound Oakleys and soul patches.
I just think it's so funny, like, they have to have their own, like, they're so intolerant of other, of anyone else that it's got to be, you have to think like me for me to use this app.
Yes.
If I'm going to date you, you must think exactly like me. It's well, just bizarre.
Allow me to top spin that lob over back into your end of the court. Would you be willing to go out with an insurrectionist?
Yes.
I don't think you would.
Well, maybe not an insurrectionist. You're right.
See?
No, that's fair. But they don't have to think like me for me to hump them, especially.
It's picturing Rob. That's why you were at the Whiskey Myers show, were you?
Trying to get me an insurrectionist.
Trying to expand your base?
Yeah, Ryan Huddleston said he was talking to an election denier last night at the bar there at A&A.
Yeah.
I bet that went great.
I'll tell you, man. You get into a conversation with someone that really is down deep. There's a guy that texts me, or not texts me, but he tweets me all the time. He's a bit Alex Jones guy. Oh. And because, you know, I think that Alex Jones is the worst person on the planet. And anytime I mention his name, so he's probably listening right now, dude, he goes off about how Alex Jones is a great American and that,
Patriot.
It's not
just a great American,
no,
Patriot.
Patriot.
Like Mike Lindell.
Yes, Patriot.
There are only a few of them.
There are people out there that actually think that Mike Lindell is, like, a sane, rational human being.
Well, the one thing that I think is funny about all of these, quote, Patriots is they're all complete jokes. Like, they're all dolts.
Yes.
It's really funny, like, I don't know how people can't see that. You know, it's like, oh, this is the guy. Of all the guys that's going to save the country, you pick the MyPillow guy?
Yep. That guy.
Jesus, people.
QAnon, man.
Do you think we have any QAnons listening right now?
I hope so. If so, Rob wants to have a one-on-one meeting with you. He's very interested in your ideas.
So if we have a QAnon guy who loves the fan,
yeah.
What show is his favorite show?
Ooh. I'll bet you that's a Danny and Dusty sort of thing. I bet they probably played a little closer to the middle than most. Danny was a patriot. He was a serviceman. I'm going with that. Going with the Danny meringue.
I eat babies, right?
Well, absolutely. And they desperately want me to be one of them, and it pisses them off.
They think you are one of them.
Yeah, I know. And then it breaks their heart when it turns out I'm not.
You can't fool anyone.
No, they get very angry. So, yeah, I'm going with that. I'm going with Danny and Dusty. Who are they offending?
Yeah, I bet they start with us because of you.
Yeah.
And then they move on. They're like, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to go to Danny and Dusty.
I looked at this guy and thought we had high hopes, but no. It's disappointing.
He's not one of us.
No. When I show up at the Klan meeting, you know, with my family, everyone gets mad and sends me home.
Man, what a rabbit hole you must be down to be into that.
Yeah, it's...
But thanks for listening.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right. What else we got going on? We got a break?
We got a break. And then John, and then we're done.
Done?
Yeah.
He's right about all that.
We'll do another hour. We'll do another hour tonight?
Good luck with that. Now I got to go home and take some NyQuil.
Bonus hour of sports. All right, John wraps it up next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
All right, here's John. Hello. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Can you read me, John? Hello?
Can you hear me?
I think we can hear everybody.
Yes. No echo tonight either.
Oh, all right. We're on. We're here. We're here together. We did this.
What are you reporting to us tonight?
Well, I have a question for you. So I was listening to your fine station, and as I do from time to time, and you may not be aware, we are in... You're familiar with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the kids call it the TSO.
TSO, that's right.
Is that not a thing other than the holiday season? Like, does anybody go see the TSO in June? Like, is that... Like, I've never once heard or been aware of a Trans-Siberian Orchestra anything not at Christmas time. Is it just, do they take 11 months off and they just rev up and go hot heavy for a month?
Yeah,
know?
I think it's like a Bublé thing. I really do, or Mariah Carey at this point. Yeah, I think it's just a Christmas thing.
They don't, like, you can't go see them in April. Like, is that even, like, what do they do the rest of the year?
Probably just hang out on a pile of money. You know, I mean, it's like what is the 4th of July? What do the Bomber Brothers do in December? They get ready for July.
It says here that they sing gospel-type songs. So they do tour. They it's not just Christmas.
Well, and that's my other thing is they just have that one song, right?
No.
Carol of the Bells or whatever. Like, that's... But has anybody ever heard them sing anything else? Like, if you just ask the person on the street, Mariah Carey, I get it. But, Mariah Carey does other things. Like, what else does the Trans-Siberian Orchestra do?
It's like Bachman Turner Overdrive, John. You know what you're getting when you go to that concert, right? You sit around and you put up with something, and then you get eventually what you came for.
Play Taking Care of Business.
We just did.
Play it again.
Exactly. I think you answered your own question about the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
What if they just played that song first? You go to that show and they just belt it out.
I think everyone just leaves.
Well, now, have either one of you two seen them? Has anybody seen them?
No.
No, yeah. Suk was at... Your brother was asking me about that the other day, and I have a philosophy that I told him and I will tell you. My philosophy is, it's much like movies. It's all about word of mouth. I have never heard anyone say that they... Like, oh my God, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra show was so amazing, you have to go. That has never been a thing. And so because I have never heard that, and yet they come every year, I'm okay skipping it.
I agree with you, but now I kind of want to go see him, and then I'm just going to pepper you with how great they are.
Well, I know you're lying, because you're Sucanic.
I think I can get you tickets.
Yeah, there's plenty of tickets floating around here.
Put me down for a pair in June.
All right, have a good night. Love your hot body.
All right, love you guys.
Yeah. And why are they only here in December? Shouldn't they be other places, too?
Well, they are. They have a whole tour.
But only in December.
November and December, yeah. Well, they capitalize on Christmas, man. It's a big time of year for them.
It's like the rodeos.
All right, we got to run. I don't know what's coming up next, but it's going to be great. We are back tomorrow. 3-7 on the fan tonight.
Ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.